In the Tunisian port of Sfax, a graveyard of broken dreams. These boats, once packed with migrants, have been intercepted by the Coast Guard and ordered back to shore. But those who are on board will almost certainly try to reach Europe again. They've come too far to turn back. Michael, a university student, has fled fighting in Sudan. His group trekked across the deserts of Libya and Algeria and into Tunisia.
When you enter inside, in case you are caught in the, at the border point, you will end up regretting. And the same thing, likewise, to Libya. Whenever you are caught, you will face a lot of challenges. You will end up in jail or sometimes shoot you dead. We lost a lot of life along the way.
These migrants hope to join more than 42,000 others who've made the journey so far this year across the central Mediterranean to Europe. Ibrahim is from the Ivory Coast and knows the risks of crossing all too well.
My brother died in the sea, but it's not me. Seven boats can sink, but one boat can make it. It was their destiny to die in the water. I'm not afraid.
Like almost everyone else, Ibrahim knows someone who's made it to Europe. That's the future he wants for his wife and two-month-old daughter.
God willing, I've been told it's not that easy, but since birth, nothing is easy. You have to face reality.
That reality includes a 200-kilometer crossing from Tunisia to Lampedusa, the closest European land. The migrants can be at sea for 14 hours or more before landing somewhere here, if they've not been intercepted.
Since January, there's been a near 300% increase in migrant arrivals here compared to the same time last year. That's according to the European Union. And this route accounts for more than half the irregular crossings into the EU this year. And it's not yet even summer, when calmer weather encourages more crossings. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Lampedusa, Italy.